Oh, yes!
Happy July!
It's my birthday month.
Oh,
yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
29 again.
And holding. Actually, Tammy, you were there for my big 30th shindig.
Yes, I was.
Oh. Yeah.
Best pinata I've ever seen in my life.
Right?
What was it?
Yeah.
It was a giant martini glass, and I have a giant wine glass one, but I refused to break that one. It's still hanging in my garage.
It's awesome.
That's right. We all have our things. In fact, if it's someone's birthday that you love and adore, I would suggest perhaps a Foxy Nails gift card.
Ooh, that's a wonderful gift card.
It's a great gift. You can't go wrong. They do manicures, pedicures, waxing, lash extension. A lot of brides in the month of June went for their lash extensions. It lasts almost 2 months.
Wow.
It's not like regular glue-on falsified lashes. I mean, these are like individually done and placed. Open 7 days a week. No appointments necessary. So Foxy Nails right there in the Fresh Market Plaza. You're a fan, right?
I am a fan. I've said it before, but they do manis and pedis
at the same time. We're busy mommies.
Yes, I don't have time to go and do them separately.
Yeah,
I need them both done at the same time.
This is production. They get it over at Foxy Nails.
They get
it. See, if it's endorsed by me and it's endorsed by Alyssa, I think that we're good here, right?
We are.
In addition, the hair studio of Vero, she's running a summer special. After coming back from camping, I had hair like a chia. It was so big. It just grew and grew and grew. It was crazy. So I'm really excited. This week, I'm getting my keratin treatment. You can get yours for only $90.
Wow.
That's right. It's usually a $300+ service. You can redeem it for the Facebook ad or mention the Vero Insider and get a $90 keratin treatment. Appointment is necessary. You can find her on Facebook. You can go to theveroinsider.com, live link to all of our wonderful sponsors. But take advantage of that particular promotion. She's also doing a $65 partial highlight treatment.
You can't be giving it away over
can't
there.
Can't beat the pricing. Well, you know, she's got some new stylists on board and she's just trying to show off. She's right there, Oslo and US 1 in the Publix Plaza. So show them a little support. And of course, men are welcome. Walk ins are welcome there. It's really a nice
service.
See,
Mike, you could go get that partial
highlight.
To get in line. There you go. Go check out the lovely ladies at the hair studio or there at Foxy Nails. Today is National French Fry Day, folks.
Oh, there is a day.
National French Fry Day.
Awesome.
If you dip your French fries in ranch, raise your hand.
Oh.
Am I the only fun? What? Oh, my family's addicted. I got all my boys on it.
On ranch?
In ranch. It's delicious.
Yeah.
I see people do it with mayo. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't understand
I've seen that too.
Yeah.
So just ketchup, folks. Is the ketchup around here?
I'm a traditionalist.
Ketchup? Mm-hmm. Ketchup. Okay, I get it. It's French fries. I mean, you can do what you want.
Right.
You can have it plain. I won't pass judgment. I won't understand, but I won't pass judgment.
Well, they're real food.
It's fine. I like the seasoned fries too. Those are exceptional.
Yeah.
Delicious.
They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. So you can't live a long time though if you eat a whole bunch of french fries. I'm pretty sure about that. And we're talking on the show today about proper planning and some of the techniques that can be used. In the house, we have Mr. Mike Fowler of the Estate Trust and Elder Law Firm. You brought up an interesting point during the commercial break that there are only 4 board-certified elder law attorneys throughout the Treasure Coast.
That's correct.
And so, I mean, this is important information. Mm-hmm. I know that we were talking, my first American Title girls were saying, at what point, what's that magic number where people should consider putting some of these caveats and these precautionary things in place with you? What is there a particular, like, you know, at 40-something, you're supposed to get a mammogram? Is there something like that? I'm just wondering.
Well, of course, none of us have any way of knowing when we're going to die. Or when we're not going to die and become incapacitated. So, you know, really everybody should get a power of attorney and other advance directives in place as well as a will. One other timing angle is long-term care insurance is an alternative to crisis planning or an aid to crisis planning. And that starts becoming more expensive the older we get.
Yeah.
So you might want to start looking at that in the 60s or earlier.
That makes sense.
Right.
We do, you know, I mentioned we do crisis planning, which in other words, the family member, spouse, or single person, either one, is actually in the nursing home and they haven't done any planning. So we do crisis planning to get them the assistance that we need. But there's also a concept of advanced planning. And partly what we're doing with advanced planning is an irrevocable trust to which we would convey most of their assets. And the senior is basically giving up any rights to those assets, so it only really works in an appropriate family relationship. Mm-hmm. But what it's working off of is the five-year look back for Medicaid. In other words, you have to be destitute to get the assistance of the Medicaid. So, you know, we might think, well, I'll give all my money to my kids. Now I'm destitute. I can go for Medicaid.
In theory.
Yeah.
And I sometimes say, well, the government may have been born at night, but it wasn't last
right.
night.
Yeah.
So they figured that out. And so when a person goes to apply for Medicaid, the government can look back through 5 years of their financial transactions looking for uncompensated transfer. So if we transfer these assets to the trust with the commitment that we're not going to think about applying for Medicaid for 5 years, then once we get through that time, now we have these assets in a trust vehicle that's exempt from Medicaid. Hmm.
That's some forward
thinking. So it's available. People are reluctant to do that. You know, it's one of these things that the cure is worse than the disease. Mm-hmm. And clients that come into me in their 60s and 70s, they're not real interested in giving up control of their assets. Usually that kind of planning is more for folks in their 80s, in my experience, and they are already starting to experience some of the frailties of older age and seeing what's coming down the road, and they're willing to do that. One of the good things about that is if we do it, we're grandfathered in. You know, I mentioned that changes will be coming down the road in the Medicaid law. One possible thing they could do is shift us to a 10-year look back, in which case, if we do it now, we got the 5 years locked in. It's also good planning. There's an added kick of that planning for veterans, because there are some veterans benefits that we can get for seniors that can help them pay for home health care, assisted living. We can actually get up to $2,120 a month for a veteran. And under current law, there's no look back for the VA benefit. In other words, we could do this advanced planning trust the next month after that, or any time in the 5 years that the veteran needed home health care or assisted living, for example, we could go for the $2,120 a month and possibly use that to carry us through the 5 years before we started needing to incur the $100,000 a year nursing home expense.
Right.
So it can be very beneficial, and it will become more beneficial in the future. And actually, the VA is trying to do away with the no look back situation.
Are they?
Right now.
Well, our veterans deserve all the benefits they can get, for
sure.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was thinking, why would they even look back at veterans?
Yeah. Now they want to do away with that notion because they're running out of money.
Well, it's all about the dollar. Yeah.
This particular benefit has been a really well-kept secret for years and years and years, but last 5 or 10 years, it's starting to become more well-known. There's a lot of different people that are providing services to veterans. This is another point where I would stress you're better off with a board-certified elder law attorney than just somebody who's going to try to solve the problem the simple way. But it's just going to become more and more important as time goes on.
And sure. I find this information to be very valuable because in some way, in that sixth degree of separation, we all are somehow affected or know of someone in a circumstance where they could benefit from this knowledge. I know that there's the potential new VA hospital coming in or assisted living there in Tradition, and there's all sorts of things in the works. And I have the privilege and the networking that I do throughout the county of knowing a number of different groups here locally and the efforts that they put forth to help the veterans that oftentimes struggle some just to pay their own utilities mm-hmm. because they're in that in-between age where they're not old enough to go into a community. Sure. They don't want it, but they aren't in a point where they can really go out and work. So if anyone's listening and they're interested in knowing more, what is that website that they can visit, Mike, if you would be so kind as to share with that?
Well, you can always Google estate trust and elder law firm and you'll get to it, but it's ETELF.com, which of course is an acronym for estate trust elder law firm.
That's good that you did the acronym. That's good. Because that's a lot of words to remember. Yeah. And that's Mr. Mike Fowler. He's here visiting with us, sharing some information on estate planning, estate and trust administration, long-term Medicaid planning, and veterans' wartime pension aid and attendance. You know, that's huge. Our veterans are so valuable.
Can I throw out one quick thing on VA? Every county in Florida has a veteran services officer. And the one for Indian River County is Joel Herman, but we have others in St. Lucie and Martin and Okeechobee. Excellent people. They run a great office. And unlike a law firm, they don't send you a bill after you've been there. And they really have well-run offices, and they provide great information for the county veterans. So many times that would be the first stop for veterans benefits. Would be your county VSO.
That makes perfect sense. And just to piggyback on that, if I could, Pac-Mail Beachside, we're really proud of the fact that we support cell phones for soldiers for all of our current active serving soldiers abroad. This gives them the opportunity to get calling cards and be able to talk to their loved ones back home on a very secure landline type of situation. How do we do that? You drop off your old cell phones, whether they're flip phones. I mean, I just picked up a whole bunch of boxes, and they were just some really anti. I saw one of the bag cell phones. Remember those things?
Came
out, right? So no matter the age of the phone, it's still valuable in this cell phones for soldiers operation. So you just drop them off either to our Pac-Mail store on the beach or to the Veterans Council store inside the Indian River Mall. And we basically ship them up. They melt them down. They use those precious metals to become cash, and they buy the talk time. So if you want to participate in that, our store is open Monday through Saturday. And if you find the Pac-Mail Facebook ad right now and you have a child getting ready to go to college, it's that time to ship those dorm essentials. You get $3 off your shipping needs at Pac-Mail Beachside. Find that on Facebook. Or if you have a lot of cell phones and you can't make it to one of those locations, I'll happily provide free pickup. Just visit theveroinsider.com and you'll find the best way to reach us there. So again, always doing what we can to give back, little or big. It makes a lot of sense. You're listening to The Vero Insider. We have with us the first American title girls in the house. Woo! And Mr. Mike Fowler of the Estate, Trust, and Elder Law Firm. We're almost in the home stretch, my friends. Don't go anywhere this wonderful Wine Wednesday. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Come check out Vero's premier golf course equipped with 36 holes, superb service, and a number of groups for people of all ages. I'm Bella Nagy, Director of Golf at Sand Ridge Golf Club, and come join me and my team for a round of golf, participate in a tournament, or spearhead a fundraiser for your local cause. Plus, take advantage of our great programs like the Men's League, Ladies League, and Nine Hole Ladies Leagues, as well as our Junior Golf Program, which is a year-round affair. Visit GolfSandRidge.com to purchase gift certificates, sign up for tournaments, and find out all kinds of information about Sand Ridge Golf Club. We look forward to seeing you very soon out at the golf course.
I'm Stuart Pierce, owner and operator of Stupendous Home and Office Cleaning Service. We have 25 years' experience serving Indian River County, and our clients have averaged nearly a decade with us. You can always count on Stupendous to get the job done. We are dedicated to providing the highest quality service while being affordable, and remember, we're licensed, bonded, and insured. See our website or call for a free in-home estimate at 772-564-STU. That's 772-564-7839. Or see us at stupenduscleaning.com. 20% off your initial cleaning.
At National Bank of Commerce, we've found the very best way to excel in personal banking is to never, ever lose sight of the person. Our talented team of associates is here to help you accomplish more. more in your personal financial life. From smarter banking products to wise counsel, our people are personally invested in your financial success. What's more, with National Bank of Commerce, you can bank the way you want to bank, from convenient branches to ATMs to phone, online, and mobile banking. We provide the access you need to stay in control. Personal banking with an emphasis on personal. That feels about right. Your neighbors, your friends, your bankers, we are National Bank of Commerce, 2145 Indian River Boulevard, formerly the Vero Beach Book Center location, FDIC insured and equal housing lender. National Bank of Commerce.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
My friends, you know, if you go early enough, Sand Ridge is a great spot to get your golf out. Tell you what, oh my goodness, they have an app you can download for your tee time. There's instructional lessons starting back up in just a couple weeks for the kids, right? You can be an adult, you can be a child, you can do ladies group, men's group, but Sand Ridge, they have it going on. And more importantly, they always host nonprofit scrambles and so forth, different fundraisers.
That is great.
They do a big thing every year for our Veterans Council. So if you are listening and you're thinking of putting on something for a nonprofit, or you'd like to get better at your golf game, Sand Ridge is the place to go visit. I'm telling you what, they did great business over Father's Day, by the way. So thank you to all of our loyal listeners who are supporting our sponsors, which is very important so we can keep entertaining you each week.
It is.
In addition, Caliber Home Loans, you know, if you're thinking about refinancing or perhaps upsizing or downsizing, Caliber Home Loans, that team of ladies can make it happen for you. They can make sure that you get the loan you need to put in that new pool, perhaps, new roof.
Great team of ladies over there.
Great team. They've
professional. They've been swamped lately.
They make it happen, and they use local appraisers. And I think that we all know what that means when you're trying to sell your home for the price that you'd like it to be at. Local appraisers help make the difference. You can reach out to the team at Caliber Home Loans for that. Lastly, I just want to thank all of the participants for the local food drive. White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery hosted the third annual summer food drive, and it was a tremendous success. The past 2 years, we've averaged about 1,000 pounds of food, and I'm very happy and proud to report that we raked in 1,600 pounds of food.
Oh,
non-perishable food items that we delivered last Friday to the Treasure Coast Food Bank, which will be distributed to their 200-plus food pantries and kitchens throughout the four-county area. That's equivalent of 1,350 meals.
Nice. That's terrific.
Yeah. At the time when these families need it the most. Mm-hmm. So if you know of anyone who's getting ready to move, consider mentioning White Glove Moving and Storage. It's always a free estimate. We do both local and long distance moves, but we're committed to the community. We give back, and we provide a free Move for Hunger box at every move. So when we have seniors that are relocating into an excited assisted living facility or moving in with their kids, because that's fun, we can take all of those items from the pantry and make sure it doesn't go to the landfill, but instead gets repurposed. And we do that on our own dime. Speaking of doing good in the community, my ladies at First American Title have their own collection going on.
We are actually collecting school supplies for Vero Beach Elementary. They're a partnership school this year, so if you have any additional school supplies, or maybe you're going shopping this weekend, pick up some extra crayons, paper, notebooks, folders, maybe even a backpack. That would be great. I can come to you and pick it up, or you can swing by our office at the 2001 building, Suite 108. We're on the south side, and there's an eagle on the door. You can come in right from the exterior.
Oh, that's perfect.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
And you're right. There's a lot of sales going on. I believe that they started last weekend and they'll be going on through. Kids start school August 10th here in Indian River County. So there is a deadline.
There is, for sure.
We don't make this up. You can blame the school board if you don't like that date.
It's squeezing in of the 9 weeks.
That's right. Yeah. So that's a really valuable effort. If you happen to have some of those at your fingertips, by all means, please bring them to First American Title to benefit Vero Beach Elementary.
Or you can call 772-217-9117. I'll come and get it.
She makes it so easy. She does. She's making it so convenient. I love it. And we've also had in the house, he's a board certified attorney, elder and trust attorney, Mr. Mike Fowler. You know, you've given us a lot of good information, and we do have a couple of minutes. If you could quickly, because a lot of our listeners might be young professionals. We're busy. We have kids. We're balancing some things. We've got our careers underneath us. But what would be some of the planning techniques available for married couples that you would suggest at this particular age bracket?
Well, for younger people, probably the single most important thing is to have a trust in there for their kids. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have something in place, again, we're going to go into a guardianship situation. If something happens to mom and dad, and that only covers us up till age 18. So you really want to have a trust in there for your kids, to have a trusted person to take care of the assets and protect them for the child. Maybe at least get them through college if you can.
Yeah.
Can I make sure that my son doesn't spend all the money on NASCARs?
Little caveats, little bullet points. This is the stuff we're after.
Yeah, you can control it forever. It just, your legal fees go up, you know, if you try to control it too long.
Oh, fine. But
there is that.
Well, because you have such good information and you have a lot of downloadable, valuable tips and DVDs for our listeners, what is that website again and the best way for them to find you at a later date?
Yes, I'll mention the website again. There's at least three articles in there about resources available in the community to caregivers. And one of the saddest things is we see folks, not just spouses, but children too, are home taking care of a disabled person in their family. And it is a very difficult job at times.
Yep.
And unfortunately, a lot of times they just don't reach out for help. And there's all kinds of help available to reach out. One of the pages on the website is called Resources and has phone numbers and everything. The very top one is the Aging Resource Center Elder Helpline, which rings down in Palm Beach, but it covers this area. Extremely knowledgeable people. Mm. There's a bunch of other resources. The articles talk about some of the stressors for family caregivers. And the biggest bottom line is don't give up. You know, if you call one place and you don't get the answer that helps you, call somebody else. And, you know, you can call us. We'll help to the best of our ability too, but mostly to direct you to other resources. Our website is etelf.com. There's, in addition to downloadable articles, there's a little bit of video on there, a welcoming video from me, and probably about 10 FAQ videos just to give them a little bit of information and get a feel for it.
Well, that's very valuable, and it's nice that they can do it from the comforts of their home and become a little bit more familiar with the questions and the information that they want to extract from you once it comes time to make that appropriate phone call. I know that I myself love digging and doing that little research.
Absolutely.
Probably. And again, we'll give them a DVD. If they want to call us, we'll send them a DVD, and they'll get, if they have trouble sleeping some night, they can just watch the DVD.
Sounds like closing papers.
Yeah. Oh, well said. It's always a good time. I'm certain of that. You know, it's been a real pleasure, especially knowing that these two are together at First Woo. American Title. Oh, my goodness.
Love me some Tammy Shrum.
Absolutely. I second that notion. And I think that there was a really fun fact. You had mentioned your mobile notary. Real quick, just run that down again.
Mobile notary. It's free anywhere in the United States. We will send them out.
Up until 8 o'clock at night, even on Saturdays and Sundays.
Toot toot.
This is First American Title in the House, proud sponsor of the Vero Insider. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can visit theveroinsider.com to live link to all of our wonderful sponsors, get some of the bullet points from today's show, check out the picture, and so much more. Don't go anywhere, my friends. When it comes to Wine Wednesdays 5 to 6, you're going to want to tune in to the Vero Insider. Cheers.
Cheers.